So just to let you know that I don't have a disclosure for a PHA, so I'm guilty. Anyway, I'm going to try to give an overview of newborn care essential practices in South Sudan, but I'm going to start by trying to explain what are the implications of the global status of newborn health and how that affects or has implications for South Sudan. As we all know, there has been remarkable decreases in child mortality, but especially focused in the post-neonatal period. So that has the implications of that mortality in children under the age of 5 has declined globally by almost 50%. Whereas the decrease in the newborn period has been only by 36%. That has the implications of that the proportion of death among children under 5 in the newborn period has increased from 37 in the 1990s to almost 44% during 2010. So consequently, many governments and partners have renewed their commitment to saving the lives of women and newborns in response to the United Nations Secretary General's Global Strategy for Women and Children's Health, and it's accompanying Every Woman, Every Child initiative. This recently has had some implications by the approval of the Every Newborn Action Plan by the World Assembly, which takes forward the global strategy mission, and it's part of the Every Woman, Every Children movement, thus contributing to integrating actions across the reproductive, maternal, newborn and child health continuum of care. Worldwide, national and global leaders have endorsed the goals of set out in committing to child survival that promise renewed, which calls for ending preventable child death by 2035. Given the significance of neonatal mortality in under 5 mortality, the APR target that every country reduces under 5 mortality to 20 or less per 1,000 live births by 2035 will not be achieved without a specific efforts to reduce newborn mortality. The opportunities for improving newborn health are unprecedented. Over a decade of analysis and research has generated information on the burden and causes of newborn mortality, demonstrated effective interventions and services delivery channels, and identify ways to accelerate progress in extending the coverage of intervention and to reduce that type of mortality. The intrinsic link between the survival, health, and nutrition of newborn and the survival, health, and well-being of mothers has been corroborated, and the period of greatest risk for morbidity and mortality of both the mother and the child has been confirmed as the hours preceding or following childbirth. To assess changes and improvements, accurate and accessible data on coverage of evidence-based interventions are essential. However, few of the highest impact interventions for newborn health are systematically measured. So, in addressing this limitation, a publication by Moran et al. As part of the PLOS Medicine Measuring Coverage of MNCH collection was published in 2013. The article described the process of developing and achieving consensus on indicators to monitor and evaluate the coverage of interventions for newborn health. Consensus has been achieved on three additional indicators to care of the newborn after birth. Drying, delayed bathing, and cutting the cord with a clean instrument. And consensus was also achieved on testing two further indicators, immediate skin-to-skin care and applications to the umbilical cord. World Vision, with financial support from USAID, implemented Inward Upstate, the South Sudan Maternal and Child Health Transformation Project, from 2010 to 2014, September 2014. South Sudan is a multilingual, multi-ethnic, and multicultural, consisting of more than 60 indigenous ethnic communities with diverse culture. The working population are mostly subsistence farmers, pastoralists, and business people. With a total population of 8.2 million, the country presents the highest mortality rate in the world. More than 50% of its population lives below the poverty line, and the country presents also the lowest development index score. Now, Warap State, which is in the north of South Sudan, is even in a worse shape. With a population of 1 million people, 91% of rural, 84% of illiteracy rate, 64% living below poverty line, and with a maternal mortality of 2,173 per 100,000, with an infant mortality rate of 139, and a newborn mortality of 66, which is three times the global average of newborn mortality, complemented by a home delivery rate of over 90%, it is a place where health needs are beyond imagination. So this project particularly focused on providing health coverage of high-impact interventions to a population of 148 people belonging to the Dinka tribe. Target population were pregnant women and under five children, and this particular project had nested an operational research specifically focused on newborn health. So there were three main levels of interventions. At the primary level, with midwifery training, there was also training for primary healthcare unit staff and supply chain improvement. At the community level, the project empowered communities to align with the national community health strategy, which integrated community resources known as community health providers into the health system to provide high-impact delivery of health interventions to the under five. Specific activities included training of home health providers on integrated community case management and home-based life-saving skills. In the operational research area, specifically the community case management intervention included newborn interventions, which has not been done in the past. So the research used a quasi-experimental design with information collected on indicators to monitor and evaluate the coverage of evidence-based interventions for the newborn. A two-stage stratified and weighted random sampling was done. During the first stage, 30 bomas or villages were randomly selected according to population weight. During the second stage involved a random selection of 17 households from each boma. Due to the nature of the research objective, only mothers of children under two, including newborns, from four specific locations were included. Respondents were chosen through purposive sampling, and there were 1,021 mothers of children under two included in the survey. For the purpose of this presentation, we're going to be presenting only six key indicators that were selected. These indicators are related to measure coverage of immediate care for newborn as recommended by WHO in the areas of thermal care, breastfeeding, and core care. It has been estimated that by providing 90% of these interventions to birth, we would be able to decrease newborn mortality by 30%. As we can see, and this is the baseline that we took in July of 2013, and we can see that when we combine all the package of newborn interventions, less than 1% of the whole population was receiving the entire package. Now, we can see that one of the indicators, infant wrapping, was pretty high, 98% prevalence. So it's part of their culture when giving birth for the mother or the family to provide immediate wrapping to that baby. Infant drying was a little bit lower, but delay infant bathing was really low at 50% prevalence. Immediate breastfeeding was in the level of 66%, and cutting the cord with a clean instrument was 57%, but core antiseptic, the one that is recommended currently, chlorhexidine, was really was low at 26%. After the implementation of the intervention, all six indicators after 1 year of implementation went up. Some of them were statistically significant. The only one that was not really experiencing any difference was infant wrapping, because at the baseline we found 98% of coverage. When we included all six elements, the package in as a package only increased by 4% by the end of the 12 month of intervention. Now, if we take out the application of core antiseptic, chlorhexidine, then the if we take only these five indicators, then the percentage increment, the point percentage increment, goes from less than 1% to 17% of coverage with these indicators. So, and all of them, with the exception of infant wrapping, were statistically significant changes. Now, the purpose of this talk was to provide evidence that in order for us to start developing interventions, to start influence the policy development at the national, regional, and global level, we need to start measuring these immediate care indicators for the newborn. So far, DHS or national surveys do not include all these indicators. So for us, it's an important recommendation that the measurement of these indicators is visible. It doesn't really add any cost to the collection of the or to the survey exercise, and really are very important to monitor the impact that any newborn intervention would have over time. In the work that Moran published, they were saying that there was an overlap between infant drying and infant wrapping. And they were saying that due to this, we could use either one of those, and it would not be necessary to add the two indicators. In our experience, we did not found that overlapping between drying and wrapping indicators. Therefore, the recommendation is that should be reevaluated based on these findings. Now, delivery of um, Newborn interventions, in order for them to really have an impact, really need to be integrated into a continuum of care. We cannot expect that by just focusing on the community without really focusing on the health facility, or just by focusing on newborn but not in the mother, is going to have an impact. It's like saying just by increasing institutional delivery, we're going to have an impact on maternal mortality. That has been proven wrong. We need to have a health system strengthening approach at the same time that we increase the utilization of health facilities. The same thing is with a newborn interventions. We cannot only address newborn needs without addressing maternal needs to have an impact on newborn health. So in this particular exercise, the approach was comprehensive. And we, by delivering these interventions through community platforms, we measured 26 variables. And 40% of those variables had an increment of 20% or more percent points when comparing baseline with final 40%. Then 8% had a change between 10 and 19 percent points, and 27% between less than 10 percent points. Only 6 variables didn't really had any impact or change between baseline and after. So this give us evidence that using communities as a delivery platform for a newborn and maternal mortality and maternal interventions, it's really important. And it should be a part of a health system strengthening approach, especially in those countries where the health system is weak, such as in South Sudan. So we did have some challenges, specifically related to the numbers. When you use self-reporting and not based on observation, that might have effects on the validity of the results. Also the geographical context and accessibility to some of the people who were collecting information was really hard. So, thank you.
Okay, that wraps up our session. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it, and we'll see you at future sessions.